Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. The mayor of Moline says the city's economy grew substantially in 2024. During her State of the City address on Monday, Mayor Sangeeta Rayapati detailed Moline's sustained year-over-year expansion over the past 3 years.
Moline's economy has grown year-over-year since 2021. In 2022, our economy grew by 5.05%. In 2023, it grew by 5.75%. In 2024, preliminary projection was growth of 8.06%.
Mayor Rayapati said last year's estimated growth may be adjusted downward, but data show that the city is on track for sustainable growth in the years ahead. The mayor's speech also touted infrastructure upgrades in the past year that included 11 miles of repaved streets and 2.4 miles of resurfaced sidewalks. She also highlighted Moline's citywide fiber optic broadband network completed in October. A new report shows Illinois has among the highest property tax burdens in the country and the highest in the Midwest by far. WBEZ's Alex Degman has details.
The data comes from the State Legislature's Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability, or COGFA. The commission looked at dozens of spending and revenue metrics from census and labor statistics data to see how Illinois compares to other states. It's been issuing new numbers every year since 2001. In 2024, COGFA found Illinois collects the sixth most property taxes in the country, and it also collects the sixth most per resident, or per capita. The next closest Midwestern state is Ohio, which is number 9 nationwide in property tax collections, but it's 24th in the amount it collects per resident. Many local services Illinois residents receive are paid for through local property taxes. I'm Alex Degman.
The Iowa Secretary of State's office says voter registrations of roughly 183 Iowans have been canceled after they did not vote in the past 3 elections. The Quad City Times reported Monday that the removals on the state's voter registration list were required under a state law passed in 2021. A bill advancing in the Iowa House would require schools to replace references to the Gulf of Mexico and Mount Denali in Alaska to the Gulf of America and Mount McKinley, respectively. The measure is sponsored by House Education Committee Chair Skylar Wheeler. The Republican from Northwest Iowa says it's meant to align with President Trump's executive order directing federal agencies to change the names by the end of the month. Wheeler says the classroom changes would not apply to already printed school materials like handouts, textbooks, and classroom maps. A possible cut in funding for school meals could leave more than 900,000 children without free breakfast and lunch in the Midwest and Great Plains. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke has more.
A school meal program is on a list of potential cuts for an upcoming budget bill in D.C. The program is called the Community Eligibility Provision. It allows school districts with a high concentration of students in poverty to give all of their kids free meals. Hancock Place School District in St. Louis uses the program but wouldn't be eligible under the proposed cut. Superintendent Kevin Carl is calling on lawmakers to find savings elsewhere.
When students are fed and they're healthy and they're well, then they're going to be best positioned to be successful with their academics and really do well at school and thrive.
The proposal would cut $3 billion from the program across the country. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
And I'm Joseph Leahy. This is WVIK News.